Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, the cook and her farmer. I found the cook, Romney. Good to see you, love. How are you?
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Set the scene for us. Where are we exactly?
Yeah, we're in the beautiful historic district of Old Oakland. We're inside the Swan's Market, which has been here for, 125 years or so. We've been here for over a dozen. Yeah.
The cook? You're the cook?
I'm the
and
cook.
And her farmer? Who's
and
the
her
farmer?
My farmer. His name is Stephen Day. By day, he is a Oakland Public School teacher, and he's on summer break. So he'll be in here throughout the summer helping support. But we started together, and we farmed oysters together, and that's how we opened this restaurant.
Well, yeah. Listen. We're here. The sun always shines in Oakland. The market on Fridays is vibrant. It's alive. And I know what the market grows, what the garden grows, ends up on the menu here,
yes.
The cook and her farmer.
Yeah.
What's in season right now in the spring as we are encroaching almost on summer.
It's encroaching summer, and we're getting a lot of the summer vibes early. So the markets are just starting to get melons. We've got all the stone fruit that you can imagine. Cherry tomatoes, we're seeing those locally. All the herbs, all the lettuces, soft herbs. It's really nice. We have corn even coming out of Brentwood, so we're seeing some of that go on our menu as well. Yeah.
And before we talk about this delicious salad, one of my favorite salads on the planet, who are your neighbors? Who are your culinary bedfellows here at the market?
Well, we have our neighbors, Las Carreras. They are a Mexican restaurant, and they've been here just for a few years. Around the corner is Popoca, who you visited earlier. Let me think, who else? It's changing. It's been changing in the last couple of years, but those are two that I could say are standouts.
And I just love the fact that in Oakland, there is such diversity. Diversity of cuisine, a reflection of the people.
Yeah. Also, when you say that, it makes me think of something. Just in the market, and then on Fridays, it's a very old market. It's a historical market. It's my favorite market. I heard Anthony say that as well. You can get sugar cane. You can get all these amazing Asian vegetables that you don't see. The price is less than most places. It's a real swath of Oakland. It's wonderful.
At a good price.
At a good price.
And you find some unique items, which is always, discoveries of the market, is always fun.
Yeah, a lot of organic, a lot of local Latino farmers. Really great.
On the menu here at the Cook and Her Farmer, what will people discover? What is on the menu here?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Big Sur, California, so a lot of the food for me is coming from that memory place of being on the coast, growing up on the coast, growing up with an orchard and a garden and a farm. So there's a lot of that. We have beautiful salads. We have a beautiful fish stew. We have mussels and fries. And then we also have a few southern twists because my partner, the farmer, he's from Memphis. So we've got an oyster po' boy and some taste and flavors of the southern home.
As you mentioned that, I hear the sounds of Paul Simon, Graceland, humming in the background.
Yes, there you go. Love him.
You made us a lovely drink here, Chef.
Yeah,
What is this? What do we have in the glass? Cheers, by the way.
Cheers. This is a fresh rhubarb like a rhubarb tonic with a rhubarb vinegar base, sparkling water, lime. Yeah.
It is so refreshing.
Yeah,
so we... Brings us to the star of the show, Chef Romney. It's on the plate.
Yes.
Talk us through this yummy, delicious, vibrant, colorful, oh gosh, I just want to eat it now salad.
Yes. So I had two ideas today and I was like, which one? So I put it all out there. And so all of this just came fresh from the markets. All the herbs and the flowers are coming from our garden. It is a kind of a play on the classic watermelon and tomato salad. We've got the first heirlooms. We've got some Japanese cucumber, some really beautiful sheep's milk feta, a little lime and honey dressing. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I was naughty. I had a little bite a second ago.
Oh, very good.
A chef was putting this together. That sheep's milk feta is something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it just pops, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, it's really good. It makes such a difference.
And you made your own little vinaigrette to go with this as well.
Yes. Little shallot, lime, honey, rice vinegar, little lime juice. You could add a little serrano in there to give it a little bite if you like. Sometimes I like that. Sometimes I don't. So it just kind of depends, but it kind of, the honey brings out a little bit of the sweetness, which is nice.
Well, listen, 12 years in, I know why people keep on coming back, because the food is so fresh and alive.
I appreciate you.
And when the market does grow, you'll find it here at The Cook and Her Farmer.
Beautiful.
Last message to our listeners, why should they come and visit The Cook and Her Farmer?
Well, for just about everything that you said, we are a legacy business, I would like to say, here in Swan's Market. We've been here since its renaissance around 2014. We're in the beautiful old historic district of Old Oakland. It doesn't get better than this in the town, and we've got a fabulous outdoor garden where you can catch some shade or you can catch some sun. It's just it's a beautiful, great neighborhood.
Well, an absolute joy spending time with you.
Thank you so much.
Friends, more on The Cook and Her Father at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.